This is absolutely devastating to America's credit. Credit card debt in the United States just passed $1 trillion in the second quarter of 2023. We don't even have the next numbers in yet. This is the first time ever that this has happened. Economists cite reasons like inflation and rising interest rates as major contributors to this debt crisis. But here's what I dislike about this narrative. It leaves consumers feeling entirely powerless in the entire process. We can't control inflation or what interest rates are doing, but we can control our financial destiny. Let's talk about what's really behind this mounting credit card debt, $1 trillion. It's astonishing. Number one, a lack of financial education. There is no financial education in the United States, and that really hurts a lot of people. Think about the 18-year-olds who just got out of high school, and they're suddenly legal adults who can make financial decisions for the very first time. And most colleges allow credit card companies to market their products on campuses. I remember at the University of Pittsburgh, where I went, there was a table set up at the student union, and there was for Bank of America to get a credit card. Now, you could get a $500 limit, I think was the credit card limit I could get at the time, and the interest rate was insane. But they were actively preying on children, basically, to set up these credit cards. And they're paying the college campuses to be there and pay them a fee to set up a table. This is the relationship that they have. And this is setting up Americans for a lifetime of debt and high interest payments. I know this because it's exactly what happened to me. Once you get yourself into that hole, it's very hard to break that cycle. I took that $500 Bank of America credit card, and I went down to the main street down there in Pittsburgh, the University of Pittsburgh, and I would go to a CD store and I would buy CDs, you know, and I was like, oh, this is like free money. I'll pay it back, you know, next month or whatever. But then what happened when I couldn't pay it back? I couldn't afford it. The bill came, I couldn't afford it. Or if I missed the bill, you know, like one time it didn't show up in the mail or it got lost in the mail. And now my credit gets dinged and my credit score goes down because the bill never showed up and I didn't pay my bill on time. It just creates this horrible cycle. And most people just don't know any better. Credit cards aren't inherently bad if you know how to use them strategically. But if you don't understand how to use them wisely, then you can get yourself into a lot of trouble. I'm telling you, firsthand knowledge, I went $75,000 in debt. It took me years to claw out of that. And I really don't want you to make that same mistake. Number two, a lack of streams of income. Now, most people have one source of income. Earned income from a 9-to-5 job. Depending on one income stream can be problematic. If you want to have financial freedom, let alone pay all of your bills, creating multiple streams of income flowing into your family is key. Remember, you can only trade your time for dollars so much, right? There's only a certain number of hours in any given week that you can actually work for somebody else. Well, how can you create passive income that's coming in while you're sleeping or while you're at your other job? While you're trying to build out your dreams, how can you have multiple streams of income coming in? It's absolutely key to break this cycle. Number three, a culture that tells us we always need more, bigger homes, better cars, updated phones, TVs, computers. Listen, I like nice things as much as the next guy. But if you're digging yourself into a financial hole at the rate of 20% interest or 23% interest, there's an issue. You can't afford the TV, so don't go to Best Buy and put it on a credit card. You shouldn't be buying televisions. And by the way, then all of the time you're going to sit there and waste watching Netflix, you could be building a business, building multiple streams of income. Instead, now you're going further into debt, buying a liability. When you learn to be content with what you have and stop trying to keep up with the Joneses, you'll be able to put a stop to all of this credit card spending. This is not to dismiss the fact that there are people out there actually struggling to pay their bills and provide groceries for their family. That's not what I'm talking about here. You can't deny that marketing and social media make people feel like they always need more. And that, of course, comes at a major price, right? Our sanity and our bottom line and our debt that we're now sitting on top of. Number four, predatory rates and standards. Now, the USA Today recently reported that store credit cards have climbed to record interest rates of 33%. And essentially, these companies can charge whatever they want. Did you hear me? 33%. So imagine you go into a Macy's or whatever, and you're buying a Christmas gift. And you're like, I'll just throw it on my Macy's card. Now, this is what happened to me. I'm speaking from experience. I was not making a lot of money. I went to buy a Christmas gift for my girlfriend at the time, many, many moons ago. and I opened a Macy's credit card and it had such a high interest rate. And what happened was the bill never got sent to me. They sent it to the wrong address or something. And you know, you're busy. You don't think about that one credit card you opened to buy that one, you know, $30 item, whatever it was, to save 10%. That bill got lost, never showed up. And then I ended up getting a collections notice. I said, oh my gosh, this is back when I was really, you know, really stupid with money back in the day. And I had to fight this thing. I had to fix it, fight it, pay it off, and never again. And don't, you know, these cards are predatory and they take advantage of you in your weakest moments. Of course, when you're standing there checking out, you want to save 10%, open a credit card right now. Yeah, at 33% interest? No way. Say no thank you. These companies can charge whatever the heck they want. Credit card rates have risen in conjunction with all the rates over the past few years, but store credit cards are especially exorbitant. There's no protection for you as a consumer. These banks and lenders will do whatever they can to get their hooks into people, and they prey on a lack of financial education. That's what they're looking for. Okay, so what can you do if you're among the Americans who are struggling with this mounting consumer debt? I realize this is a complex topic, but there are a few things you can do to begin taking charge of your situation. Number one, know your numbers and know where you're starting from. The first step is to create a balance sheet that gives you a holistic look at your finances, okay? If you don't know how to create a balance sheet, it's simple. Just Google it. Open up a Google document, a Google sheet, and build one yourself. You know, what are your assets and liabilities? What are the things you own that are taking money out of your pocket every month? Is it a car payment? Is it a house payment? What are the assets that are putting money in your pocket every month? Is it a rental property? Is it gold? Is it silver? What is it? What are your assets? Write all of these debts down as well, including the amounts and interest rates that you have, that Macy's credit card that you have that you forgot about, you know, that Bank of America credit card from college. Write it all down and how much you owe on it, and also put the interest rate too, so you have a clear understanding of your total debt. Then number two, make high interest debt your number one enemy. Anything you've listed out that has a rate above 8 to 10% should be paid down as quickly as possible. So that 33% Macy's card, pay that one down, okay? Nothing's going to come close to that probably. If you have credit cards that are racking up interest to the tune of 20%, it can be difficult to make progress on your financial goals. So start where you can. Set an intention to pay down these high interest debts. Number three, begin thinking of ways to diversify your income streams. Whether you buy a performing asset, or you start a business, or you even pick up a side hustle like Uber or DoorDash, or create something online that you can do. There's so many opportunities now with the internet to be able to do things online in addition to your day job if you're trying to dig out from this hole. More income will help you pay down your debts faster. Remember, relying on one income stream is going to make it difficult to reach your financial goals. What happens if you lose your job? You know, this is a topic I could speak all day about, but I want you to consider how you can add other income streams to your list. Rental properties, freelancing, entrepreneurship, investing, affiliate marketing, digital products, all of it, just a few ways and a few ideas to start expanding your income. My favorite way to create streams of income is through real estate investing. And I have tons of videos on this channel, which are here to help you learn about realistic ways to add rental properties to your portfolio. Then next, consider ways to lower those exorbitant interest rates, whether it's through negotiations, getting on the phone with these companies, consolidating these cards, or even balance transfers. That's what I did. I did a combination of both of those. I got on the phone, asked the banks if they would lower the interest rates while I was trying to pay them off. And very often they will. They will lower the interest rate for you. You can also do balance transfers. So I would simply go to another credit card company that has 0% interest, introductory transfer balance. You know, hey, you can transfer your balance over for 0% because now they're taking on all of that debt. And they're hoping that you won't pay it back on time, right? Because it's going to go from 0% up to 18% or higher in a year, 6 months, whatever it is. But now you've bought yourself a 6 month window, a year window, because that balance transfer is now sitting at a 0% interest. Now you can really start attacking it, lowering that balance, and you're not paying so much interest. So there are ways to knock down those high interest rates so you can actually make progress on paying down this debt. Otherwise, the interest will continue to add up, costing you way more money each month. There's not one solution to the state of consumer debt in the United States, but there's a lot that you can do to get your personal finances in order. And I realize that given inflation right now, it's harder to put food on the table. you know, it's very, very difficult. And I hope this video gave you some things to think about, maybe creating that side hustle, taking action on something. If you like this topic, be sure to watch the next video on building a strong financial education. And we'll see you next time, everyone.